For this I was born, and for this I came into the world. And I couldn't help but have that keep ringing in my ears all week long. For this I was born, for this I came into the world. And I don't know about any of you, but I can remember wondering what I was going to be when I grew up. I can remember Nathan telling me he was going to be a tank driver when he grew up. And Wes at one point was going to be a helicopter pilot, I believe. And then Wes was going to be a kindergarten teacher. And then Wes was going to be all these different things. And we still don't know what Wes is going to be whenever he decides to grow up. But I went through many things wondering what I was going to be when I grew up, and I thought at one time I might be a great actress. Leo took me to California multiple times, hoping I'd be discovered there in my house. No one came to my house to discover me. You know, then I wanted to be a gospel singer, and you have to be able to stay in key and on tune, and that's not it for me either. And so I still don't know for what I was born for. All I know that all I can do is be faithful to wherever God is leading me and to do the work that God calls me to do. And my brothers and sisters will tell you they never expected me to be who I am. And I think about Jesus, and not that I'm Jesus, but I think about Jesus in that moment with Pilate, when they're discussing his kingship, his authority, his reign. And what does it mean that he is king and his kingdom is not of this world? And that this is what he was born for. Now remind you this. He's saying this just before they take him to the cross. For this I was born. I was born to die on the cross for the world, so that the world might be saved. I was born to be resurrected so that the world might know that death has no victory, that darkness cannot overcome the light. But the people in that time were having a hard time understanding what it meant to be king, because we just sang about Christ as our Lord and our King. And if we think about the world today, that means a lot about power and authority and control. And they were having that same difficulty, that this was an earthly kingdom and he was coming to usurp those in power and control. Well, yeah, he was, but not in the way the world understood it. He wasn't coming with armies. He wasn't coming with weapons of mass destruction. He was coming with love. With so much love for his enemies, for the world, that he died for it. And can you imagine how difficult that was for anyone to quite grasp the concept then? And then we move forward to today. This morning, as we celebrate Christ the King, are we willing to say right now, today, that he is king of this world? That he is ruler of this world, that his reign is upon us and is still coming to its final fruition? Is he king of our hearts? Is he Lord over our lives? Can we own that in such a way that when we listen to the news, we do not have to fear? Now, we can be cautious, and we can take security measures to keep those we love safe, but we do not have to fear, because Christ reigns in our lives, and Christ is ruler of this world, and that battle is Christ's to win through us. But how is always the difficult question that we as Christians and followers of Jesus Christ have to struggle with. And so for what were we born? I know I cannot solve the problems of the Middle East. I know I can't solve the problems of our presidential election. I know I can't solve the problems of poverty in North Carolina. But this is what I do know that I can do. I can look at the people who God calls me to serve with and for and say, this need, this person's need, I have the capability of meeting. This one, I have this person over here who is capable of meeting that need. And slowly, person by person, need by need, we make a difference in this community. So we change and transform this community by knowing that for this we were born. For this time, this place, these people, we were born to serve with, together, and for. So when we see a need, we respond to it. We might not be the one who can answer it, but we may know who can. We may know where to send them. We may know who to call upon. We may know which agency is the best to resolve the issue. But if we choose instead to say it's someone else's problem, or they have family, that's what their family's for, or they have this group that will take care of them, we are taking the thing that God has placed before us and saying it's someone else's problem. And when we think about the world and all the places that are in need, if everybody says it's someone else's problem, the problem doesn't get fixed. For this, we were born. Stop and think about that moment in Christ's life. There was Pilate, the one who had the power in the world. He was a representative of Rome, the power in the world at that time. And Christ stood before him and said, for this moment I was born. This is what God has called me to do. He took the power from Rome and made them powerless because he chose. He chose to act. He chose to do what God called him to do in that moment. Rome didn't crucify him. He chose to step into Rome's decision and be crucified. If we believe Christ was God and human combined, he could have done anything he wanted to do at that moment. But for that moment, and for us, he was born so that the world might be saved. But it can't be saved through fear. It can't be saved through hate. It can't be saved through judgmental actions and judgmental choices. It can only be saved through love. Love of God and love of our neighbor and love of our enemy. But where we run into that difficult, difficult road is what does loving our enemy look like? For Christ, it looked like this. So for what were we born? As we gather around our tables this Thanksgiving time, may we look at one another and wonder, are we living into what God has called us to be? We can be thankful for tables to eat at. We can be thankful for dry roofs. We can be thankful for lighting and maybe toilets that flush. We might have that problem here at Plank Chapel. But we can be thankful for more than we know. And yet, maybe around the corner is someone who needs more. So for what were we born? What was Plank Chapel as a body of Christ born to do and be? We know that at some point we're babies and we move. Babies like Braden, who always looks about 30 years older than me because he looks so wise. We were all starting there. And we've all moved in some point in our lives, but our lives are not over. God can still use us. God can still transform us. And God can still transform this community here. Or we can keep looking at the things that are completely out of our control and be afraid. What I'm asking us, brothers and sisters in Christ, is to look at the things that are right in front of us, for which we were born. Can we do that? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.